Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. O King of all nations and keystone of the Church, come and save men whom you formed from the dust. Alléluia, Alléluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, he gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When he came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But he answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all the neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. We thank the Lord that he's preparing all the way for his son Jesus to come on earth. First of all, he prepared a marvelous person, John the Baptist. He's a cousin of Jesus. But anyway, all through his life, he never claimed himself to be close to Jesus. Even he said, "I'm not worthy even to unset his sandal." He's so humble. Even when Jesus asked him to baptize Jesus, he refused in the beginning, because "I'm not worthy." He's really humble. But finally, he baptized Jesus. And this voice come from heaven, "This is my beloved son." So we thank John Baptist, prepare the way for Jesus, baptize Jesus. We have to ask John Baptist to have this humility to serve Jesus, to love Jesus. Jesus didn't invite John Baptist to follow him. This is his vocation. It's a different vocation. Even today, when we follow Jesus, not necessarily to become a religious or a priest. Important is to moment by moment doing the will of the Father. So even the married person can witness the presence of Christ, because there's a simple rule: where there's love, there's God. And especially where there's a mutual love, there's presence of God. That's why many times we are tempted not to love so much, because by loving, we keep Jesus in our midst. If you lose to live this word of God, it's very easy that love is lessened. When there is not much strength among ourselves, And that's the trial of Jesus, or of Satan, to let us away from this unity. But remember, Jesus wished, as in the Last Supper, he's praying, Father, that they all may be one. This one means mutual love. Not to say that everything we do the same way, but with the same heart. We can have different way of expression, but the same feeling of love, of divine love. This divine love is unconditional. Being always the first one to love. We ask Jesus to give this strength. Start today. Start to practice this mutual love in our groups, in our family. Just remember what Jesus promised. Where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst.